minutes this time last year, September 2018, that this motion was passed by the council to look into different avenues of funding to get those type of life jackets with the EPIRB on them, to do a promotional type event within the county, that people would be, you know, given the opportunity to get these life jackets at a reduced cost, especially with the number of fatalities that we had in this county with drownings and boating accidents. But to date, there's been no progress by the council on that, and I think that's very, it's a poor look upon the council that they haven't, you know, making some progress in this, because being living and myself coming from a very coastal part of the community in Glengad, where we've had our fair share of boating tragedies over the years, it is something that's close to my heart, and it's something that I will keep pushing until there's something done within the county to get those life jackets especially available for not just the fishermen, but for leisure craft and for people that's going out to sea. And on top of that, Catherine, it's very, very, very important that we do some kind of a promotion that make people aware of how important it is to have a life jacket with an EPIRB on it.
Do you think the council have suggested that local groups do what they can to apply for the necessary funding for these life jackets? Do you think that they're kind of passing the buck here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have BIM, Warrior Skawara, who do a type of life jacket, something similar to what I'm talking about, but they are sort of tied into to the fishermen, and it's tied into what the fishermen do. I think this should be done on a bigger scale within a county like ours. It should be a pilot scheme within Donegal, that doesn't just get the fishermen, it gets the leisure people, the people that's going out for a run on a boat, let it be on a Saturday, let it be on a Sunday, so that everyone can be part of this. And if we can do that as a local authority, I think it's easier for the local authority to get access to the people that's going out on a regular basis than it is for the likes of BIM, which is based in Dublin, which don't have the ties to the local community the way the county council do. And I think this initiative would be very, very important for Donegal, and it would be a great initiative for Donegal County Council to take on.